Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio from the Max Motor Studios. Your AFC champions play right here. Proud to be the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. KCSP Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
11 o'clock hour here. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Nick Schwert with you. Of course, Chiefs Red half hour, about 30 minutes away. We'll tie back into Tom Brady retiring and what it means for the AFC West, where the Las Vegas Raiders, of course, were one of the favorites to land his services. Now that's not going to be happening. So that's coming up in just a little bit. It's also a Wednesday, so that means we'll head to the sidelines and check in with Josh Klingler from the Chiefs Radio Network coming up around 12:30. Get his perspective on heading to Arizona. The Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles in a couple of Sundays. But we are also a little over a week away from Patrick Mahomes winning his second MVP in the National Football League. The NFL honors, they used to do it the night before the Super Bowl, but now they've backed it up. It's Thursday night. So next Thursday night, the winner of the MVP, which will be Patrick Mahomes, spoiler, will be announced. The question,
are you sure?
Yes, yes. The question really will be, just like, is he unanimous or not? And how close is Jalen Hurts? That's really what I'm curious about. And then, of course, there's other awards. Does Chris Jones finish second, or does he finish third for Defensive Player of the Year? That's the kind of stuff that we'll find out next week. I bring this up because I love looking at trends, and you can find trends to fit narratives. We all know this. This one was just interesting to me, and I don't think it has any impact.
That's a pretty good sample size,
man. And it has to do with regular season MVP award winners, with which Mahomes is about to be, and how do they fare in the Super Bowl? And there is a 9-0 track record here that you fade the NFL MVP in the regular season to lose in the Super Bowl. So the last MVP to play in a Super Bowl was Tom Brady in 2017. He lost. 2016, Matt Ryan was an MVP that year. He, of course, gave up a big lead.
He had a pretty good lead in that game.
He did. And they lost the 28-3 game. Cam Newton, 2015 MVP, lost. Manning, 2013. Manning, 2009. We can keep going. Brady in 07.
That's the undefeated year, undefeated regular season.
Sean Alexander, one of the last running backs to win MVP. They lost in the Super Bowl. Rich Gannon in 02 was the regular season MVP. They lost to the Bucs. And then 01, Kurt Warner, of course, lost in that Super Bowl. The last quarterback to win MVP and also win the Super Bowl was actually Kurt Warner, but in 1999 with the St. Louis Rams.
So MVP winning quarterbacks are 1-9 in their last 10 winning the Super Bowl.
Kind of weird, huh?
It doesn't seem weird. This actually does seem somewhat substantial. The reason why I actually think this does matter a little bit, because I think what's happened when I go back through the cases, some of these, look, they're not all this way. Tom Brady definitely came into the year with the best team in 2007.
And Matt Ryan was up
28-3. So they had more than their chance. But the thing that stands out to me is I don't think that this is just a fluke. I think what's happened in a lot of these teams' cases, including Matt Ryan and Cam Newton, is they took inferior teams to a Super Bowl because they were having MVP seasons. I think that happened with the Sean Alexander case. I think that happened in a couple of the cases with the Peyton Manning situation. And I certainly think it happened in the two I just mentioned with Matt Ryan and Cam Newton. I think there's an argument that that's partially what's happened here with the Chiefs, that Patrick Mahomes is so good, that's how they ended up with 14 wins, and that's how they ended up in the Super Bowl. Not that they're a bad team, but this is the first time in a long time They're not the better roster.
They're not.
Let's be very clear. They're going into a game in which they do not have the better roster than the Eagles. Patrick Mahomes is the biggest reason why they're there. And that's the case most of the time with quarterback. The one thing that doesn't have me panic is he defies this stuff all the time. This franchise was cursed. They couldn't win a playoff game for years. Yeah. And they still managed to jump that. So, like, if someone's going to defy this dumb list, then it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. I think it's real. I just also don't worry about it because of Patrick Mahomes.
So what I say, it doesn't matter because it's has no bearing on Patrick Mahomes, has no bearing on something that happened in 2017 and 2005. It is, but... Also, it's not just Mahomes carrying an inferior team. What's different? He actually has a defense that just showed us is capable of finishing out a football game. Chris Jones was able to take over a football game. I don't disagree with you that the Eagles are by far the more talented roster through all 53. But as Nate Taylor pointed out with us yesterday, because of the play of the rookies here in the last 5-6 weeks,
maybe it's closer.
The gap is closing. It's a very interesting trend. It's one that obviously we'll talk about leading up. It's one in Philly I know they've been talking about for weeks, because the minute they already saw in Philly that Jalen Hurts wasn't going to win it, that's quickly where they shifted. Like, well, hey, it's a good thing Jalen Hurts didn't win MVP or isn't going to win it, Cody, because that means he's going to win the Super Bowl. That was what they were saying in Philly.
I tend to disagree. Yeah, the real test of how much this matters is, if I told you right now, Gold, not knowing what the Super Bowl results is, you could just give up Mahomes MVP, would you? You can. Not your MVP, doesn't matter.
Would I give it up?
Would you let Jalen Hurts win it instead right now if you got to choose? Like, if you were really worried about it.
But still not guarantee the win in the Super Bowl? Well, then no.
Because.
No, I don't. I'm not worried about that. It's Patrick Mahomes. You and I may disagree on the whole Brady Mahomes argument and what it's going to take, but we're having an argument between who might end up being the number one or number two of all time. So I'm not. If he's the number one or number two of all time, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that.
But it caught Tom Brady twice.
But is that what. Do we think in 2017 that's why? Like, man, if Tom Brady would have lost the MVP.
Because in 2007, that's not the case. They were undefeated going into that thing.
I don't believe that 50 AP voters or whatever it is that vote on the MVP essentially were saying if they make the Super Bowl, they're deciding who wins the Super Bowl. No, I don't believe that actually is happening.
No. Although, I don't know, those Arian Foster quote tweets of the rigged NFL conversations so good.
The thread was amazing. For those that don't know, he was on Barstool, I think it was, and they were talking about, like, the league being rigged. Because, again, we saw this play out in college basketball last night as well. I shouldn't even say the new thing. But now we know nobody can just accept that their football team loses games. It's the automatic of now, like, clearly there's something that's
there's
rigged.
A script.
There's clearly something that's rigged. And then people were quote tweeting it with things that have happened that, like, how they explain the script. Like,
it's like a guy only had, like, Brett Maher reading the script that says he has to miss four extra points in order to cause them the game.
Jason Pierre-Paul, like, oh man, I have to blow my fingers off on fire on 4th of July. That's part of the rigged script. Like, all the things that happened, it was great, because it's not rigged. I'm sorry. It's not. As much as people love
but
to believe
to
that.
Me,
this isn't
like,
the WWE.
We talk about sample size. That means 10% of the time there's a Super Bowl, roughly. It's more like 8 or whatever. 10% of the time there's a Super Bowl. There's a MVP for the regular season. It makes sense, right? Not every MVP is going to get in there, but at least a fifth of the time the MVP shows up and you're going to be in the Super Bowl during that time. And they're always losing? Nothing
but
else?
It's weird. 9-0 run.
It's weird.
9-0 run. And it fading the NFL MVP in the Super Bowl. If you're just going off the trend, you're like, well, then I got to bet the Eagles. I mean, if you really believe it, that's exactly what you're going to do. Because Mahomes is going to win MVP next Thursday night. We have a rare treat as well. Nick is actually in studio with us because
he's abandoned his post.
He was training someone, and now he said, tough, you know what, deal with it. And Nick came in here.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can. How are you? This is kind of weird.
This is so weird.
It really is.
It's like you know, meeting my heroes. You know,
you might as well get used to it, because this is the kind of the setup we're going to have in Glendale.
That's what we're doing. You know,
this is a dry run.
Blake's going to be, you know, helping out. So everybody say hi to Blake. If you guys met Blake.
Hi, Blake.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Oh, wow.
Andy knows how the mic works. Wow.
Dude, this guy.
Sounded really crisp.
He's a prodigy.
Natural.
So he's going to be helping out when we're down in Arizona. So, you know, we got to see what he's got. It's like throwing out the back of the rookie quarterback in preseason game number 4. Like, let's see.
Are you prepared though next week when we're doing the show, and since all three of us will be on site, like, you're probably not gonna be able to have like full blown meals during the show like you normally do. Does Blake know that under your position he's allowed to eat all the food he wants now?
Not allowed. mandated.
Mandated.
I told him, I said, you need to eat at least one full meal, entree and side dish during every show.
I've already meal prepped, actually, for every day. So.
That's definitely smart. a veteran move.
He's a natural. Yeah. He's a natural. The one thing I did notice when I came in here, Alex, this is specifically for you.
Sure.
I had no idea, and this is crazy because I've worked here for almost 2 years in close proximity to both of you. I had no idea without headphones on just how loud Cody talks during the show.
Is it jarring?
My headphone volume has to be turned down.
You can't tell when you have headphones on, when these big padded headphones.
Is it bad?
I mean, is it bad? I don't know if it's bad. It's
he's whispering now.
It's just loud. Yeah, now you're like,
now you're really low.
No, you are an animated talker. I think everybody knows that.
That's in real life, though. That's not put on for the show. I'm like this all the time.
I mean, I think we all talk very loud. Like, I think in general, I get accused of that
dangerous.
In general.
It's dangerous because when one of us starts talking loud, the other one's like, well, I must talk louder now. Otherwise, no one will be able to hear me.
Yeah, we don't have these microphones that amplify us in front of us or anything. No.
But the microphones don't seem to impact at least one of us. And it's not about who that person is. Cody, it's not about who that person is.
Feels like you were walking in here.
I didn't have headphones on. Oh my God.
Does Cody
so
just
loud.
Yell in here the whole time?
Every listener's like, duh, you new here?
Pretty much the top text every day is,
Why is Cody yelling so much today?
Well, the top text when we came back from break was, when is Cody eating the new egg salad sandwich in the kitchen?
It's in there.
That's a question that needs to be answered.
No, I already ate an egg salad sandwich. It's somebody else's turn on this show to eat it.
You didn't develop a hankering for them?
Nope. Turns out I don't want a worse version of the same thing I already ate. Because there's no doubt that that one's worse.
I would think so.
He got his fresh from a deli at a grocery store. There's no way it's fresh from a deli.
Well, it was prepackaged.
Well, yeah, but this thing's prepackaged and it sits in there for like 2 weeks, so.
There's no way that food. Cooked egg with mayonnaise is not designed to hold it for 2 weeks.
Oh, dude. By the way,
just not designed.
Easiest name for Blake's segment.
We just got the name.
Yeah. Blake's Takes. There it is.
Why is the text line so much better at this than we are?
I don't know.
I told you, the text line's never wrong, man.
See, I've done a Blake's Takes before previously, so we might have to do a different one.
Wait, does somebody else own it?
Yeah,
no, nobody owns it.
We don't want his recycled material. We want fresh.
Yeah, I want the new stuff.
Fresh.
I mean, it's not like you didn't go Justin Bieber and sell your entire albums for $200 million where you can never own the rights to your songs. You still use Blake's Takes. They're still yours.
A little thing called intellectual property. True. If he made it on somebody else's dime, it's theirs now.
Are they using it?
Are they a litigious bunch?
Well, then it's yours.
I'm looking for some other options.
I like the alliteration, though. I mean, you know.
Blake's Takes.
The babbling Blake or something.
That's a rhyme, Blake, not an alliteration. Alliteration
right,
starts with
Blake,
the same
thing. Okay. Take it easy, Blake.
Got too comfortable.
Yeah,
no,
got
that's definitely the same letter.
Blake's Takes?
No. Babbling Blake.
Oh, Babbling Blake. Yeah, we're good there. Babbling Blake. I like Blake's Takes better, though. And we'll have to workshop this.
Well, we got a couple days.
Till next week, right?
We'll get to the trash of the day. I can't wait to get to this one. It involves sports and actually what happened at a high school in particular. That's coming up in about 6 minutes or so. But we've reached the point of the show where Cody talks about someone that will never age. And now we've bumped up the age to 7 more years
of playing. I don't
remember
what I said last, but
as of yesterday.
I might get to 10 or 12 by the time this season's over. I think it's really important to note, like, we talk a lot about legacy and all the things that come with this from the playoff stuff. And obviously a lot of that comes up with Mahomes for the conversations we were having earlier about whether or not he can catch Brady. But we all realize, right, that it's just as important to have Travis Kelce available to you in the postseason. He is one of the single greatest postseason performers in NFL history. He is second in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns only to Jerry Rice. Like, it's hard sometimes to put in perspective, and this is probably why we wanted to bury all these people that were trying to, like, put tight ends together. But there is no answer for Travis Kelce. I went back to that Cincinnati game, and then you realize how easy Marquez Valdes-Scantling's job is.
Yeah, you said it right. See, that's
because
key.
Because Travis Kelce exists. He makes the offense go no matter who the wide receivers are. That's why this whole, like, I come back to this whole year and this whole, like, how Tyreek Hill must be feeling. Because I've seen him respond to two different players on the Eagles saying, hey, man, congrats and good luck. He's not sent a single Chiefs tweet to any of them. So he's clearly feeling a little sour about missing out on what would have been yet another Super Bowl trip for, but that the reason why it all works, the reason why you can let go of guys like Tyreek Hill is because Travis Kelce.
Yeah, by the way, real quick, I hope Tyreek Hill, it needed to be said, I hope his podcast broadcasts live from Radio Row in Arizona. He's got plenty of free time to do that this
Has
year.
Has he done one since the season started?
Nope.
He took a break. Unlike the Kelce's who kept doing their podcast and went to the Super Bowl.
It's been done for a couple
weeks.
It's
been over now for a while.
I think the lesson here is never stop doing your podcast. Jason and Travis Kelce kept doing their podcast.
Or
in the Super Bowl.
Have we considered that after the seventh episode in which he talked about his exit from Kansas City that he ran out of material?
Or that the interest started to go away?
I mean, there's plenty
Imagine if we did the exact same topic every single day.
Like the Travis Kelce one?
But to your point about...
that wasn't even a shot, but no, if you want
to
go there,
But to your
fine.
Point about Kelce, obviously, I mean, this guy's going to be a Hall of Famer, and he's going to go down most likely as the greatest tight end of all time. And so, yeah, that's the importance cannot be understated. Look what happened on Sunday night when you were down to, as you pointed out, MVS and Sky Moore and Marcus Kemp as your other options. And then Travis Kelce, we've maintained when they've made decisions, and whether it was trading Tyreek Hill, you're able to trade away Tyreek Hill. You're able to go and sign one-year wide receiver contracts when you have Kelce. My only concern ever about what this offense is going to be, we've said this time a couple times on the show, was when Travis Kelce no longer is that 1,200, 1,300 yard. You can continue to get by with how they're approaching wide receiver as long as Kelce is Travis Kelce. The minute he slips, whenever that day comes or he retires, that's when having a legit number one is important because you will lose what is now your legit number one and his name is Travis Kelce.
Sure, but the way that this has ended up working, so as much as we have the conversation is like you can't win a Super Bowl and have a high-priced quarterback, which again got ruined last year when Matt Stafford and Jared Goff, who wasn't on the roster, were making a combined like $45 million. Having Travis Kelce and only having to pay him like $15 million is the same as having a quarterback on a rookie contract. Because what other teams, like the teams who have quarterbacks on rookie contracts pay like $30 million a year to wide receivers, like A.J. Brown, right? Because they can afford the weapons. When you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes making that amount of money, you have to make different decisions. But because you have Travis Kelce making, in my opinion, half as much as the contemporaries who produce at the level he does, certainly in the regular season, in the postseason, it's your version of having a guy on a rookie contract because you don't have to pay him nearly his worth as far as what the NFL says a number one wide receiver gets across the board, and he impacts the game more than a number one wide receiver does. Because when it's Ja'Marr Chase, we all understand how these things work. You try to cover him one-on-one for a while, you shadow him with a safety, but because Travis Kelce's versatility, it impacts a lot of different areas. It impacts the linebackers and the safeties and the corners, depending on how you're going to handle these situations. It's a more impactful position to me than just wide receiver if you're as good as he is. I get it. It's not the same as if you're just running with some middle-of-the-road tight end. But when you're as good as he is, it affects all three levels of the defense, which is not something you would ever say about a wide receiver.
913-586-7610. You guys can always interact with us on the text line. Someone wants to know, is Travis Kelce a Super Bowl MVP bet smart? The trouble is, if let's say Kelce gets
so
three.
Rarely.
If Kelce gets three touchdowns, that means Mahomes most likely has three touchdowns.
Or
unless,
four.
Or, you know, or whatever, yeah, or more. So that's so I don't agree.
Would you bet on Kelce over Chris Jones?
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. No. No, I would not.
I wouldn't
no,
either. Because Chris Jones could do a standalone thing on his own that doesn't involve Mahomes.
Right?
I can pull them up. Yeah, to answer your question, though, again, Cody was about to explain it there, like, no, I would rather bet on Chris Jones in that scenario because, to me, any offensive player that has a huge game, it probably involves Patrick Mahomes.
You have to choose a running back, like Jones Pacheco, who could technically do 200 yards and two touchdowns. It doesn't necessarily involve Mahomes.
Whereas Chris Jones can have two sacks and a strip fumble, and it's the sack that seals the game.
It's the Malcolm Butler moment.
I mean, honestly, let's be as great as Mahomes was on Sunday. If that was the Super Bowl and we actually gave out an MVP award,
I
would have given it to Chris Jones.
We would have.
But the league would have given it to Patrick Mahomes.
Remember, it's the people in those in the press box or whatever will vote on the Super Bowl MVP.
It feels like that happens every year. We're like, oh, so-and-so, this receiver had a great game. This running back had a great game. This linebacker had a great game. And then the quarterback always wins it. 200 yards and two touchdowns.
Kelce's 13-1 to win MVP. Chris Jones is 50-1.
In the year Patrick Mahomes won
that's
the Super Bowl MVP, I think you could have.
50-1.
I think, yeah, that's a much better bet. I think in the year
$25 to win $12.50.
The year Mahomes won Super Bowl MVP, I still think you can make a really strong argument. Damian Williams should have won it. Like, I think you can make a really, make a really strong argument that Damian Williams could have won Super Bowl MVP.
Pacheco and Chris Jones have the same odds to win the Super Bowl MVP, both 50-1. Jarek McKinnon also 50.
In fairness, the wide receivers won it two of the last 4 years. So I mean,
no
it's not impossible.
There is no way Isaiah Pacheco can win Super Bowl MVP. At no point, and it's nothing against him.
They're not going to run enough.
At no point this season have we ever left a game.
12 carries.
Have we ever left a game this season, one time this season, and said Isaiah Pacheco was the best player on the field? One time.
No.
So the fact that his, like, that's an, you cannot bet that.
Chris Jones and Mahomes are the two bets to look at.
What is Isaiah Pacheco going to run for $140 and two touchdowns? No way. And that's what it would take for him to win Super Bowl MVP.
In the last 15 years, three wide receivers have done it. Two linebackers have done it, and the rest are quarterbacks. So, I mean, you got pretty good odds. Two-thirds of the time, you're going to get a quarterback in there and then choose either the best defensive player in the field who has, oh, you know, try to find a guy who has, like, the game ceiling.
Well, that's why Hassan Reddick's 34-1 to win Super Bowl MVP.
He was at 40.
But that's, yeah, like, when you're talking about...
people think the Eagles are going to win nationally, at least.
Reddick and Chris Jones are the two best value bets in the grouping. Because it's nobody else on the Chiefs defense unless somebody's coming up with multiple picks.
No, I think...
And they're not that kind of turnover team, typically.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is interesting. Jalen Hurts is, I mean, of course, the Super Bowl MVP comes from whoever won the game, but, like, the way they run their offense, it's more likely that an offensive player outside of Jalen Hurts wins it than an offensive player outside of Mahomes wins it.
Yeah.
You agree with that? Like, based off of how those offenses operate, like,
yeah.
Miles Sanders could have a huge game, actually.
Or A.J. Brown, who's had several big ones.
Yeah, A.J. Brown's tricky, though, because, like, if A.J. Brown has 7 catches for $150 and 2 touchdowns, that means Jalen Hurts has well over $150 and 2 touchdowns as well. So it's...
Well, the rushing yards for him.
And he's going to run. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't bet that very often. I don't think I ever bet. Guessing Super Bowl MVP, it feels like I'm just better off.
Oh, I think
betting other parts.
Hey, Arizona, legal betting state. While we're out there, legal betting state. First Super Bowl ever.
What would you have done if it wasn't? You'd have just been sitting out here.
Well, I would have made my bets before I went out of town. But it's the first time the Super Bowl is in a legal betting state, so that adds some fun to it. All right, let's get to the trash of the day.
Trash of the day.
All right, this one involves a high school basketball player, and I'll play you the news story, and it has to do with someone impersonating a JV girls basketball team. So this actually comes from Wavy TV 10 out of Hampton Roads, Virginia. Just take a listen.
All right, file this one under one of the strangest stories I've ever heard of and talked about. Last Friday, we received an email from the mother of a player on the Churchland High School girls JV basketball team that an assistant coach on the team named Arlisha Boykins impersonated a 13-year-old player on the team that was out of town for a club basketball tournament. Here's video from that game. Churchland is in the black uniforms. Number one right there that just came up with the black block shot. We're told that is Arlisha Boykins. They were taking on Nansman River. This video has been edited to show you some of the highlights. Arlisha is apparently a 22-year-old young woman going up against 14 and 15-year-old girls. Now, we have confirmed that Boykins is no longer an employee of Portsmouth Public Schools. And since this game, the student athletes on the team and parents decided to just end the season. They will not be playing any more games this year. Portsmouth Public Schools did launch an investigation into this matter. The details have not been revealed by officials quite yet. Now, I spoke with the father of the 13-year-old girl that was being impersonated. Here's what he had to say about his reaction when he heard the news.
Coaches, you know, always preach to the kids, you know, about integrity and those type of things. So I was just shocked. I just need, you know, an apology, you know, because I haven't yet received one from, you know, the overseer of the program or nothing. You know, he just came out and just told us the stipulations of what was going to happen, but there was no apology issued personally to us, even in his presence.
We're going to follow up with this story if more information comes out. Those parents told me today that they are simply just seeking an apology from Churchland school officials.
So there's a 22-year-old assistant basketball coach out there on the court beating up on some 13.
She's like doing like the three goggles in their face and swatting it away. Which, by the way, if they're like, Cody, you got to pretend to be a JV kid. You're going to play against a bunch of 12-year-olds. I do the same thing. If you're going to make me play in this game, I'm going to dominate. Right?
How did it even get to this point?
I'm going to go all in against these kids.
How did it get to this point, though? Like,
how did teammates let this happen?
How did the other kids on the team not say to the coach, like, hey, what are you doing? How did nobody in the stands, parents that watched the game, like, that's clearly our assistant JV basketball coach out there playing?
Yeah, I'm sure they did at first. And then they're like, well, let's go say something. And then the game started, and she pulls up from 25 feet and buries. And they say, well, that's... Let's see how this plays out.
She did
a little
standing
bit.
Foot swat where she didn't even move. Just like a dismissive, like, I'm not even going to jump to bury this thing.
At some point, you just appreciate the humor and say, well, if they can't catch this themselves, then they deserve it.
Why did they, the one part that sucked, the kids did nothing wrong, right? This was all the JV coach who got fired, as you heard there. But why did they cancel and forfeit the rest of the season? That seems crazy. I mean, like, why is the JV girls team giving up the rest of the year because their assistant
coach probably quit?
I honestly don't get that. What's the girls just don't want to play at all? Like, they're like, we're just done. That makes no sense.
I'm sure the school is probably embarrassed that they let this happen. Which, again, how does that not happen?
How did the refs also not notice that this is a 23-year-old out there playing basketball?
It's like that scene from the Benchwarmers.
Yeah, when it just says, I am 12, and he's got like a $100 bill in it.
On a piece of green construction paper. Yeah. Like, that's, dude, it was, the first thing I noticed when I pulled up that video was like, gosh, she's getting buckets. Like, she's dominating. Like, whenever you go to, like, the hoop highlight tapes for whenever KU signs, like, a top 10 player of the country, like, oh, let me go check out his high school highlights. That's what it looked like. Like, wow, looks like a man amongst boys. She looked like a woman amongst girls.
Do we know if she's got former experience at all? Is she, like, like, high school prodigy that just never made it in college?
Like, that wasn't her first time picking up a ball. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, she was a girls' basketball coach, so I'm sure there was probably some background. At minimum, she probably was pretty good in high school. If not, she played at a small school or something like that.
What if she ends up getting, like, a scholarship offer because of this? Like, hey, you got any eligibility left?
I'm gonna say, does she have eligibility is the question.
At 22 years old, because she dominated 13-year-olds.
The parents just want
sixth graders.
The parents just want an apology, which is like, okay,
that seems reasonable.
Okay, fine, just apologize, school district, and move on.
I'm just trying to think, like, that age gap would be like Ruby, who plays 6-year-old soccer, and it'd be like a 16-year-old going in there, and be like, all right, guys, let's ball. Just like trying to play like little kid soccer, and they're just like firing bullets into the back of the net.
Cody, I think you should do this. You, when Desmond gets of age, you should offer to be an assistant coach on his basketball team, and then one day just show up in uniform, go through the layup line, and then see if anybody notices.
The Taft family did do this once, but it was different.
What?
Hold on. Excuse me? So my younger brother, one who's a couple years younger than me, they were short a player on a baseball team once, and my older brother played on it for a game.
How many years different?
Probably a decade.
Wait.
Probably a
decade.
Can
we explore this? We're up against the break, right. But I feel like
I'd have to
have
them explain
this.
It better, but it actually, the Taft family is guilty of this action.
More details on how Cody's family has clearly cheated in sports for a very long time. Plus, we'll get to the Chiefs Red half hour and back into something that I thought we agreed to slam the door on, but Cody wants to open it back up with Mahomes and Brady.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chiefs Kingdom, this is Mitch Holtis, and welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour on Cody and Gold. Every day at 11:30 on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
It is the Chiefs Red Half Hour presented by Greenway Ford. It's a new day, a new way at the all-new Greenway Ford. We'll get back into Tom Brady's retirement and a conversation that I thought we agreed to put aside for a while, but it has been brought back up today. Cody and I certainly differ on what actually is realistic in the Mahomes versus Brady scenarios, what actually has to happen, I should say. But right before the break, we were going through the trash of the day. There was a 22-year-old assistant JV basketball coach that impersonated a 13-year-old, as in played in a JV basketball game, played through the whole game, has since been let go. The team has decided not to finish the rest of the season. We're trying to figure out, like, how does it happen? And Cody, right before break, dropped a bomb on us and said,
"Yeah,
my brother, he was 10 years older than a
Nine,
sibling.
Okay. Yeah.
And so guess who is called in? A member of the Tapp family. This is Seth, right?
That's correct.
This is Seth, your brother, one of your brothers. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad to hear that, in a way, that this is you and not Cody, because – I don't think Cody could have taken another strike here. So I'm glad that this was something that you did. So what you cheated as well?
I guess so. I mean, the younger brother cheated. He asked me to play, and I played.
So explain.
I didn't do that.
Did anybody at any point question your age during that game?
No, because I was like 25 years old, and I looked like I was 17, and they let me play. The coach, here's what happened. Our younger brother, Stefan, had a doubleheader. He said, he called me at work and said, will you come watch my doubleheader tonight? He's like 17 years old. I was 25, 26. And I said, yeah, sure. I'll come watch that doubleheader. And then he called me a few minutes later and said, well, the doubleheader is going to be canceled. We only had eight guys. This wasn't a high school team. This was, you know, one of his little
club ball,
you know, summer. Yeah, fall ball. And I said, all right, that sucks. Too bad. I was like, hey, tell your coach, dress me. I'll come in and play. Oh, crap. Hold on, guys. One second, okay?
Okay. What's happening?
What? All right, we're putting him on hold. By the way, he sounds just like you.
Seriously, Cody?
I don't know what happened.
No, he's way quieter than Cody.
Quieter? Clearly at the office, because he said, I got to hold on.
Should we check back? Is he getting pulled over?
What's going on?
I don't know. I'm not in his car.
All right, we're putting you back live on the radio, Seth. All right, let's see if Seth is there now. This is your brother.
Cody, this is your
brother.
Looks
like he's still on hold. Oh,
no,
there
he is. He's not on hold.
All right, so what happened?
All right, so I made a joke, and I said, tell your coach to dress me. I'll come out and play. And Stefan laughed. And then he called me back like a half an hour later and said, my coach says, do it. Because they didn't want to give up the doubleheader. And I was like, that's insane. I'm not going to actually come play. And he said, no, come on, do it. And I was like, oh, all right. So I went out there to Mackin Park. They had a uniform for me. His coach came out and he said, listen, just keep your head down. Don't hit any home runs or anything. I was like, out of the nine kids playing on this team, and I'm one of them, trust me, I'm going to be number nine. I'm going to be the ninth best player on your team. Don't worry. I was so far removed from playing any kind of sports, and I'm not even a good athlete to begin with. And the very first at bat, I hit one right off the wall, right off the fence. And I was like, God, that was bad. I shouldn't have done that. But I ended up hitting, I was hitting ninth. I got a double and a single, and I struck out a couple of times. Kid had a nasty slider. And then in the second, they put me in left field. I didn't make a single play. Then they put me at second base in the second game, and I had a couple of grounders hit to me, and I think I hit another single, and I popped out a couple of times. And that's all I did.
Did they ever find out?
No.
Until today. Thank you, Seth. Appreciate you.
And I filled in for a kid named Carl, and then Cody, you remember our niece, Jaden, she called me Carl for years after that because I kept yelling Carl at me. So that's what happened.
Okay.
Yes, we cheated, won both games. I was a small backer.
Okay.
Yo, wow. There's Seth. Thanks for calling in. Okay. So
there you have it.
Huh. I like he's a little more honest than you. You know,
what do you mean?
He said,
lie so much on this show, and I'm the one being called dishonest.
What the hell did I do?
He flat out said, he goes, you know what? I'm not very athletic. I was like, wow. So he's understanding of his athleticism.
And why are you roping me in? He's the one hurling
Have
accusations.
Have I ever said I'm athletic on this show?
At times. But anyway, people on the text line think he sounds like you. Now, Nick's correct. He's not as loud as you, but he does sound like you. He's definitely your brother. 100%
also,
your brother.
I guess if you were playing fall ball, I assume at Mackens, it was probably like the North Kansas City baseball. If he was 17, he's born like 87. So you're talking about like the early 2000s, 2005-ish is probably what you're looking at. Just know that if some guy looked a little bit older, your team got cheated. You lost that doubleheader twice, and you should have never lost it. You should have two more wins in the win column. Maybe your division title was taken away from you. I don't know.
Wow.
But the Tapp family is like to formally apologize now.
You are. Okay.
Formally apologize now, 20 years later, for our egregious actions.
So let's get to some Chiefs football. It is the Chiefs Red Half Hour. And Tom Brady announced his retirement earlier today. Everybody knows that, I would assume, by now. He actually, I think, based off of his comments, is going to retire, and we'll get into more about what it means for him and the rest of the AFC in a little bit. But I did think there was a conversation we agreed to put aside after the Chiefs lost to the Bucs in the Super Bowl, which was, hey, we can't even have a Brady versus Mahomes argument until Tom Brady has retired, and we know the definitive total 7, which it looks like that'll be the final total of rings. And if Mahomes, to me, gets into that 5 number, which would put it into that realm to even like start to do it. And I think he's on the path, if he gets a ring next weekend, to get to his 2nd in 3 tries, and he's only 27, sure. But this notion that Mahomes can get to like 4 rings, even 5, and that you can truly have a strong argument that he would surpass Brady, I don't know how you can make that argument unless you're just living in Kansas City. That's it, man.
I don't think that this is, I understand this, somebody who's listening to this, who's in New England or, I don't know, Tampa, whoever, just a Tom Brady fan, they're going to be like, oh my God, this is the most homework conversation ever. You're going to entertain the possibility? I'm not saying I'd bet on it. I'm not saying it'd be the betting favorite. But if there is anyone on earth right now that I've seen play quarterback who has a chance to do it, it's Mahomes.
Well, obviously, yeah.
He's got a chance for a 2nd Super Bowl title before the age of 28. Tom Brady had 3 in his 20s, 2 in his 30s, 2 more in his 40s. Okay, so even if it's the inverse, if he gets this one, that's 2 in his 20s. 3 in his 30s doesn't seem crazy. He has been in 3 Super Bowls in 5 years in his NFL career as a starter. They went to overtime, Gold, in the other 2 AFC title games. He is on the doorstep of a Super Bowl every single year he plays in the NFL. Tom Brady went to 10 Super Bowls. Certainly lost to more AFC title games. And the reason why he was able to even get to that number is because of this. I think you can entertain it if you get to 5. Because then to me, it's just like any other argument about ring chasing that goes in there. I understand that there'll be a little bit of crossover in the time in which they played. I understand that they played in a head-to-head Super Bowl. But to me, it's the same argument as LeBron versus Jordan, or the ones people get tired of. Or like Bill Russell versus Jordan, if you want, because those are 2 different eras, and one guy has a substantially
different
more
eras.
But like one guy has way more rings. Baseball, we don't really ring count the same way as far as greatest of all time, so it doesn't really work the same way. We don't count like World Series against each other because baseball is a much more difficult sport to do it. Or like Tiger versus Jack Nicholson, right? Tiger's the best golfer of all time. I don't care that he has less. Nicholas, sorry.
I think he's a better golfer than Nicholson.
I don't really care. I don't really care that Tiger has less majors than Jack Nicklaus. He is the better golfer. To me, Patrick Mahomes is the single most talented quarterback to ever play in the NFL. If he gets to 5 rings, honest to God, I don't even care how he gets to him, Gold. If he gets to 5 rings, I think he's the best quarterback of all time. Right now, that is Tom Brady. It is a long way before we're going to have this conversation. But I, like, somebody tried to make me just, like, bury it. Not you. It's just like, oh, you know what? Well, you know, Tom Brady retired. He's the greatest of all time. So that's it. I'm like, I'm not willing to just say it's a lock because I think it's Mahomes got a chance.
I get why we're talking about today. Tom Brady's retiring today. But I do think, like, to me, it's not after today. It's not a conversation that I think needs to almost be discussed until Mahomes gets another couple of rings is all I'm saying. Like, it's you're so far away from it. Like, I know you know, Cody, you know how difficult it is. You're talking, I know you're not saying they're automatic. You're like, hey, he just needs three in his 30s and two more here. Like, I mean, like these things are being handed out like candy. Like but Mahomes, no, we saw.
But he's, to me, it's not like candy because like Mahomes already, Cody, is just so different.
He is different, and he is the most talented quarterback anybody has ever seen play that position and play that sport. But that doesn't, you know, that certainly doesn't mean that it automatically is going to equate. Like we just got having a conversation earlier this week about how spoiled we are in Kansas City that they've hosted five straight AFC title games like that. And so, like, naturally, I think people assume that they're going to host five more. Like, no, that's not guaranteed either. You know, it's not guaranteed you're going to host five more. It's not guaranteed that he's going to go to six more Super Bowls. I would love for that to be the case, but so much has to happen. Now, let me play along.
I think he's going to at least five more.
Let me play along and say that he gets to even the five that you're saying. I don't know. I really don't. How on earth you can put Mahomes at five compared to seven above Tom Brady. Sorry. And you can say the head-to-head shouldn't matter. It does when we're talking about number one and number two. Like, in general, yeah, we don't compare Eli Manning because he beat Tom Brady. No, because nobody's trying to make the argument that Eli Manning's better than Brady. We're trying to make the argument, is Mahomes down the road going to be better than Brady? Again, not just talented.
Dude, it's just a team
but who's,
sport, though. It's 22 people. I know it's quarterback versus quarterback, but we know that the Bucs were the better team.
But the way it's trending, I feel like you're going to try to, if Mahomes ends up with four rings, try to tell me he's the greatest quarterback of all time as well. I feel like that's where this is going to end up.
Like, I'm just going to slowly lower it?
Yeah, like, I would sign up for four rings right now for Mahomes because it's very difficult to do, and that would be ridiculous. Like, as much as it's easy to sit here, he's 27 years old, but how many times do we have conversations also about, man, look at these quarterbacks in the AFC, and now you got Trevor Lawrence and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. Like, I would love to sit here and tell you that Mahomes is gonna win seven rings, but like that's just like that is the reason why we talk about Brady the way we do is because it's unheard of. It's not normal. Mahomes isn't normal. I get that. He could end up with four rings
that's
and be
the
second
case, yeah.
best quarterback of all time. But that's not easy to do. If you won't even think he's getting to four or five, he has to beat the Eagles in 2 weeks.
He has to win. Like, this goes back to the Brady conversation we had a couple of years ago if we thought we were going to really entertain it. But at the time, so here's the other part about the goal, to be like, well, I thought we kind of buried it after that. It's like, well, I have more evidence. And I know that it's like, well, how much more? They didn't go to the Super Bowl last year. I'm like, because I'll be honest, I didn't think there was going to be, like, as great as Patrick Mahomes is, I didn't think he was going to three Super Bowls in 4 years. I didn't think he would be, like, in overtime in the other two he didn't go to. So in every single year, the shortest Mahomes comes in any particular setting is losing in overtime in the AFC title game. I don't think.
Right, but he's going to have to win more rings than just one or two. I mean, Jim Kelly was 0-4, right? And we don't like, we think he's great, but like he's not, you got to win him eventually or people will view him in a certain way. Fortunately, Mahomes already has one in his back pocket. This is what's weird. This is what happens when we're talking about truly guys that are this special and great, Brady and Mahomes. It's not a fair scale because it is insane. Nobody's debating anymore whether he's going to be a Hall of Famer or whether he's going to go down as a top five quarterback. We are talking about whether or not he has a chance to go down as the best.
Someone asked me now, if he retired today, where would you put him in the top what quarterbacks of all time? Mahomes, I was like, I don't know, five?
Realistically, I think probably
five?
Like,
I'm dead serious.
Top five? Realistically, probably like top seven. Yeah, like being real realistic about it. And
I don't care about the guys who have more rings than him that I know he's better than, like Terry Bradshaw. He's better than Terry Bradshaw.
I know, but then it's the balance of like there has to be a balance between what I'm saying about the rings mattering and what you're saying. Like, we can't just throw the rings and say the rings don't matter at all. Like, we can't do that.
Gee,
you know,
dude, Alex is throwing things across
the bottle is empty.
I don't think it's, yeah, I know. God, it's so violent.
We're still friends
at the end
of the day.
So violent.
It's like Ken Dorsey throwing his laptop. I don't feel safe in here anymore.
Yeah, Cody. Okay. Yeah, we know your take on Ken
Dorsey. Would you just back me up for a minute? We had a chance.
You're a snowflake,
We
man.
Had a chance, he said. He said we had a chance. He was hoping for that moment of you guys could come together.
We had a moment. You just.
I call it how I see it, man. That's why they always call me straight shooting Nick.
Nobody's called you that.
Well.
Never in your life.
That's actually how he introduced himself to me.
Have you ever in your life been called straight shoe Nick?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people say Nick. There's one thing about you. It's you're a straight shooter.
You know, it's impressive for you to be lying in the middle of this.
And then other people will nod in agreement. They'll say, that's true. People do say that.
It's not gold. I just think it's case by case. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, one guy who has four Super Bowl rings is not created equal with another guy who has four Super Bowl rings. They're not compatible to me.
Right, but a guy that ends up with two, even if he's more talented, doesn't automatically, like, that's very tough for
agreed,
me.
Agreed. I wouldn't put Eli Manning above Terry Bradshaw. I put Patrick Mahomes, the single most talented quarterback of all time. It's case by case. That's why I wouldn't have any trouble putting him fifth. Like, I wouldn't have any, like, I'd feel not bad about it for 1 second. Be like, yeah, he's already a top five quarterback of all time.
Now, will you agree if Mahomes doesn't beat the Eagles, will you put this one aside for 5 years? Or four? No?
Man. Okay, just as long as he doesn't win, like, three of those five, sure.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Okay.
It's probably likely to be 5 years. Okay. Yeah, that feels right. I'm willing to put it to bed for a few.
Because my guess is if the Chiefs beat the Eagles in a couple Sundays, one of the, the day after or one of the days after, we will end up having this conversation.
Probably. Again. What would it take to catch him?
At that point, at least he'd have two in his back pocket. Then we can, then he's on pace. Then he's actually pacing in the right direction.
Yeah, then he's accomplishing similar feats that Brady accomplished in his 20s, right? Which is all you're really asking for.
The good news to help Mahomes get that second ring is the defense right now is in a spot where you really haven't been all that often under Andy Reid or with Patrick Mahomes. This defense is going through a rare stretch of forcing turnovers, and I think, as we all agree, kind of peaking at the right time. They forced multiple turnovers in four straight games. That's actually the second longest streak since Mahomes has been the quarterback. You got to go back to 2021.
For a team that wasn't taking the ball away at all earlier this year.
Seven-game streak. Yeah, it's remarkable, the 180. The Chiefs had four streaks of 5 to 7 games in a row of multiple turnovers from Reid, coach team, 2013 to 2017. Of course, Alex Smith was the quarterback. But this is the second-best stretch of Mahomes' career with the defense getting him turnovers in consecutive games. They, of course, are going to hope that becomes 5 straight games against Philadelphia. But that's also how you go into this game where you maybe aren't the most talented team in the football game. The Eagles are. This is how you overcome that. Not only do you have the better quarterback and a guy that we're having a conversation about whether or not he's going to go down as the greatest of all time, but you have a defense that the Eagles are going to have to deal with right now that's playing with a lot of confidence that's forcing turnovers.
You don't fear that that's unsustainable? This is a team that was not getting turnovers at all. And you're right, 4 straight, but it's like, are they going to go 5 straight? I mean, they weren't getting the ball for 3 quarters of the season this year.
I think at this point, with what they've done in the playoffs and what we just saw them do to Joe Burrow and Cincy, like, I don't think the defense is turning back into a pumpkin.
I told you all year I thought that they would slowly get better, and I think that we all knew that just based on their age, right? That as time went on, they'd get better. But the turnover thing, I didn't think that was ever going to shift because the same thing we were talking about. I was like, who's the dude? Who's the guy? Who's the Tyrann Mathieu, right? Who's the Ed Reed? I don't care. Choose your favorite player performers from any team over the court. Who's the guy who's going to go get the ball? And I was like, I don't know. This team's really got that. Like, Chris Jones gets the sacks, but I don't know if he's just going to go get the ball. Am I really? Because, like, one of the guys who keeps getting the turn is Jalen Watson. I'm a 7th-round rookie? That's the guy I'm going to say is going to go get the ball?
I'm a little scared about the consistency of it. We're almost far enough in the season where, like, they're not, you know, it's the cliche, like, 7th rounder, pretty soon that won't matter anymore. Like, he's obviously much better than the 7th round player. Like, he's not, you know, that's where he was drafted. But I think we know by now that he would be drafted much higher if there was a redraft, much like we've talked about recently. So many guys would be bumped up multiple rounds based off of what they've been. Jalen Watson, of course, would not be a 7th round draft pick if there was a redraft. We already know Creed Humphrey would have been a late 1st round pick or mid 1st round pick even. If there was a redraft, going through Trey Smith wouldn't have been a 6th rounder if there was a redraft. Keep going down the list of what guys have ended up being so far in their career.
I think when you look at, you know, because obviously we're talking about, you know, does this team also give it away? Because we know that Kansas City was having a problem with that for a while, right? They're the team with the negative turnover differential. And that's why it feels like, wow, they're going to be the team who does it. Because again, Philly doesn't really give it away. For a majority of the season, Kansas City didn't really take it away. I'm just trying to decide if I'm going to let this 1 4-game sample size make me think, yeah, they're definitely going to take the ball away from Philly.
I think they might have to just play a
clean game.
All right, we got your new song.
What? What is it?
Red Hot Chili Pepper cover. Give it away. Give it away now. That's going to be your new song.
Don't even change the words.
Just do it. But like,
just do a cover.
And then a cover, but then add in some like Chiefs elements to it. And there you got it, Cody. It's an easy one for you.
Take it away. Yeah. Take it away now.
Just change the word a little bit. And that's your turnover song for the Super Bowl.
What you got, you got to get it, put it in you.
I don't like when you say that to me in that voice.
Those are just the words.
Looking just, yeah, but you know what?
Do you want me to say it differently?
When you make eye contact with me and you say it with no music behind it, I like it less.
What if I said it like this? What if I said...
Okay. Okay. All right.
Breathing heavy into the microphone.
I can't even say it. I didn't even say anything.
It didn't matter. It was heavy breathing.
I was catching my breath.
As someone whose eyes are perpetually open like 60%, when you open them all the way, I get concerned.
Wait, what do you mean?
What?
Whoa. Hold on. You think Nick's eyes are closed 60%?
I think Nick is a bit of a squinter.
Oh.
What?
Is this new information to you?
How long have you harbored these feelings?
They look pretty open right now.
These feelings?
Wait, I'm a squinter?
You think he...
When do you notice that I'm squinting?
Now he's just...
What time of day? When we're talking, when we're doing the show, when
I haven't been keeping...
Would you like me to keep track or something? Nick's eyes might be a little closed a little bit more when we're out in Arizona for other reasons, but not right now.
Seriously, though, you think I squint?
A little bit, yes.
You've always thought this.
I mean, I was making a comment, but yes, I believe you're...
Well, now I'm self-conscious. I feel like I'm just going
to... Don't do that.
I'm walking around like this now.
I'm looking at both... Now Nick's exaggerating it, but I don't know. I don't think so. I think they're...
Maybe we all need to check the lines.
Yours are closed tighter than his.
I don't know. I'm not saying I'm not.
This is a weird conversation.
Two things can exist at the same time. Okay, see,
I don't squint. You squint.
I made a very innocuous comment, and now it's gone way too far.
We'll let the text line decide. Text line, go to the video stream, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter. You let us know. Facebook,
there's a comment because you're getting ready to read something to me and you went, like, look how open my eyes are.
Hurts.
Jalen or?
No, it hurts to open my eyes like that.
Okay. I don't know if you had a take on Jalen Hurts. Something like that.
Do I have a take on Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, just give us your best Jalen
Hurts. Right now, your best Jalen Hurts take. If someone said Jalen Hurts, thoughts, quick.
Okay, here's a hot take. Best thighs in the NFL. A lot of people think it's Derrick Henry. A lot of people think it's AJ Dillon.
Best thighs in the NFL.
No, it's Jalen Hurts. He's a power lifter. He's
very strong. Yeah, he's
very strong. He squats like over 500 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's paying off.
Well, definitely.
More quarterbacks should be power lifters.
Okay.
Interesting take. Something to think about.
On Radio Row, I think that's one of your questions you ask a couple of the players. Do you think more quarterbacks should power lift? Look at Ask them if they think Jalen Hurts squats.
No, we tried that at training camp.
I'm going to try it this time, though. I'll be more delicate.
Good luck with your question if you go around asking all the Chiefs players who has the best thighs in the NFL, just to see what reaction you get on some of those questions. Go ahead. You ease into it.
You don't start with that. You talk about squatting, and then you talk about... Is squatting important? And then you're like, it makes your thighs stronger, right? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, who has the best thighs on the team? You naturally ease into it.
Good luck.
Clearly everyone has an opinion on, not just Nick.
Yeah. All right. Up next, we get to what's trending and back into the actual retirement announcement from Tom Brady and what it actually means for the AFC West next year.
Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by Gann Asphalt and Concrete for asphalt, concrete, and parking lot maintenance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.